We'll talk tonight a little bit about the parameters of the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudos and whether the third Shabbos meal is fundamentally different than the first two Shabbos meals. And if time allows, we'll begin a little bit of a discussion of the relevance to Erev Pesach Shachayis v'Shabbos, which we'll, Amir Hashem, be experiencing this year for the first time in a good number of years. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that the Sukkim in this week's Sedra are the source for having three Seudos on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Kama Seudos Chayiv Adam Lechel B'Shabbos Shalosh, Rabbi Chivka Amr Arba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mikra Echad Darchu, Vayom Moshe Echlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom L'Hashem, Hayom Lo Simsu Basadeh, so there are three Hayoms. Rabbi Chivka Savra Hani Tlas Hayom L'Var Meyor, so Rabbi Chivka holds, those are three meals during the daytime, but there's a fourth meal Friday night. Rabbanan Savri Bahadid Orsa, Rabbanan say it includes a night meal such that there are a total of three meals over the entirety of Shabbos. So no indication from the Gemara here that there's any qualitative difference between the first two Seudos of Shabbos and the third Seudos of Shabbos. So too in the Rambam, Perek Lamed Halacha Vav, Chayiv Adam Lechol Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos, Achas Arvis Yachas Shachas V'Achas B'Mincha. The Rambam is, Aruch HaShulchan points out, as he mashmos, that the three meals are divided into three specific times on Shabbos. The Friday night meal is Friday night, the morning meal is dafka in the morning, and the third meal is dafka in the afternoon. Tzarech lizar b'shalosh seudos elu shelo yifchos mehen klal, afilo ani misparnas min hasdaka soed shalosh seudos, v'mecholah merov achilo sheya misana tamid patur mishalosh seudos. Tzarech likboa kol seuda mishloshen al hayayin, v'lipsoa al shtei kikaros v'chein v'yamin tovim. So the Rambam shita is that yav shalosh seudos on Yom Tov too. And the Rambam says that all three meals, including Shalosh Shudos, require Kviyas al Hayayin and Lecha Mishnah. So the Rambam, it sounds like not only do you need bread for all three meals, but you need Kiddush as well. That's how the Torah understood the Rambam, that the Rambam requires Kiddush for Shalosh Shudos in addition to the first two meals. That's what the Rambam means. Sarach Likboa called Seuda Mishloshta Nalayayin. The Beis Yosef disagrees with that. The Beis Yosef, both in the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, assumes that the Rambam doesn't mean to say you require Kiddush per se, just that you require Kviyas al Hayayin, i.e. that you have to drink wine b'socha suda. And the Beis Yosef thinks that that's Mevurar in the Rambam in the earlier Perek, Kavtes. The Rambam writes Alacha Yud, Mishin Iskavin Lakadish Alayayin Belayli Shabbos, Vishachach Venotal Yada of Kodin Shi Kadish, Arizimakadish Alapas, Venimakadish Alayayin, Archachinotal Yada Lasuda. Mitzvah Lavarach Alayayin Beyamashabbos Kodin Shi Yiso Suda Shnia, Vizawanikra Kidusha Rabba, Vasilo Laadam Shiatam Klum Kodin Shi Kadish, Begam Kiddish Lo Ye Ella Bemakam Suda. So here, the Rambam only makes mention of Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush Shabbos day. No mention of Hilchos Kiddush, of Kiddush Shalosh Shudos. That's why the Beis Yosef thing. So the Rambam never meant to say that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush for Shalosh Shudos, just that you have to have Yayin B'Soch HaSeuda. And the Ritva as well, and the Ritva here on Kuf Yud Zayin and Shabbos, the Ritva writes, Miu, Kevin Delaka Ella Bar Piagafen Tovu Shevarach Al Yayin Kodim Suda Lad 60 Day Safek. That since all Kiddush would be for Shalosh Shudos is like Kiddush Shabbos morning of Bar Piagafen, so essentially you have nothing to lose whether or not it's actually Chitas Rambam, but if there is such a Chitim Rishon, you have nothing to lose by making Kiddush before Shalosh Shudos. So the Ritva recommends it. It's only a Bar Piagafen anyway, so you might as well. But the Ritva notwithstanding, and the Rambam notwithstanding, as we know, most Rishonim have no evidence of the chiyuv of Kiddush prior to Shalosh Shudos, and that is our common practice, that we do not have Kiddush before Shalosh Shudos. What's also mavur in the Rambam, as he pointed out, is that Shalosh Shudos requires pas and lechem mishnah, just like the other two meals, and there's no distinction between the two of them. That's the position of Tosus and Sukkah Kav Zayin and Aleph. That's what the Ritva points out in the Sugya there in Shabbos. However, we're all familiar with the sheet attributed to Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see in a moment there are multiple versions of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Agos Rama on the Mordechai and Shabbos Simon Shin Sadi Zion, Agos Rama and Mordechai Shin Sadi Zion, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam a practice or a possibility of being Yotzei Shalashudis by eating Mine Targima, some other food that doesn't involve pas, some fish or meat or fruit-based food. And the Hagos Rama explains that that's because, since our source for having Gimel Suzas on Shabbos is from the Mun, and there's no evidence that the Mun had Tzures HaPas, so we don't learn out from the Mun that you necessarily require pas at all. Now, if that's the case, there's again no reason that should apply more so to Shalashudis than to the first two meals on Shabbos just as well. And in fact, that is what the Rashba says there in Shabbos Kufit Zayin and Mabez Dir Maskel Kama Seudos. The Rashba, when he quotes this position of allowing for Seuda Shabbos or Shalashudis to be the Mine Targima, he quotes it as being relevant to all three Seudos equally. V'chein yesha omrim, shafilu avid osan gimel seudos b'mine targima shaper dami. Even if you do not have pas for any of the gimel seudos on Shabbos, you are yotze. So there is this shita that you could be yotze b'mine targima, but it's not unique to Shalashudis in the Rashba's presentation. It applies to the other meals of Shabbos as well. Rav Avadia points out in his Chazon Avadia Chelek Beis on Shabbos, that this is Mefurish in a Piskei Rid as well. Piskei Rid in Sukkah, Kav Zayinim and Aleph, right? Im Kain, Gimel Seudos Shel Shabbos, Yachal Akaima Biparperes Uminai Targima. That all three meals on Shabbos one can fulfill by eating Minei Targima even without Pas. However, many other Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Tam as being specifically addressed to Shalashudis, that there is no possibility of being Yotze the first two Sudas Hayom B'mine Targima, but Shalashudis may be different. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam is presented in Sefer Yashar, which is the Rabbeinu Tam's own Chibor, Chela Kachuva Simen Ayin Ostalid, Simen Ayin Ostalid, Davar Pashit Hu Bekulei Tamuda, Stam Shalosh Sudas Bepas, Avala Bala Hashlim B'mine Targima. So Bala Hashlim is a reference to Shalashudis, the completion of the three meals of Shabbos, that could be fulfilled B'mine Targima, even if the earlier Seudos cannot be. In fact, coming on the heels of Tu B'Shvat today, there's a Shiboli Aleket, Simen Sadi Gimel, who writes that his brother had the practice of eating Dafka Peros of the Shivas Haminim for Shalashudis every Shabbos. But that's this version of Rabbeinu Tam, that there is a difference between the third meal and the earlier meals as far as the possibility of being Yotze without pas. Now, why should that be? Everything that we've seen until this point indicates that there should be no fundamental difference between the requirement of the third meal and the earlier two meals. They're all on equal footing. So there is a comment of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, Lamed Vav Amid Beis B'Dafei Rif Dibur Maskel Birkas Hamazon. Lamed Vav Amid Beis B'Dafei Rif Dibur Maskel Birkas Hamazon. Hachanami B'Shnei HaPa'amim Shechayiv L'Kadesh Achas B'Yomi Achas B'Layla Sarach Sheyochel Pas Kedei Sheya Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So for the first two meals of Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day, since there's a requirement of Kiddush, you also have to have Pas, because that allows you to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda presupposes you're going to have a Suda. A Suda requires Pas. So because there's a din of Kiddush Makom Suda for the first two meals, therefore there's no way out of Pas. Aval, the Pamash Lishis, She'eno Tzarech L'Kaddish, Im Yirtza Lifter, Asba B'Peiros, Hoshis B'Yad. However, for Shalashudis, where there is no requirement for Kiddush, as we noted according to most Rishonim. So then, if a person wants to be Yotze with Peiros, he could fulfill Shalashudis with Peiros, not eating Mine Pas. So the Bediona clearly connects it to the fact that there's no Kiddush. And then if you were to hold that there is Kiddush, like the Torah's understanding the Rambam, then, as we saw anyway in the Rambam, no indication that you distinguished between the requirement for pas and the earlier sudos and the requirement of pas for shalashuddis. So according to Mediona, it's really a technical reason that shalashuddis doesn't require pas because there's no kiddush, and hence no kiddush b'makom seuda. Tosos in Psachim Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph seems to indicate something different. The Gemara there, in the context of the Kiddush Malkum Seuda Sugya, there the Gemara has the statement of Abaye that Abaye, when he was Kiyavina Beimar, Havim Mekadesh, Armelan to Imamidi, Dilma Dazlisa Lishpaiza, Misaku Lachushrag of Lamekadesh Lachu Be Beis Achila. So Abaye was warned when he was a Talmud, Bebeimar, that if they're going to, they shouldn't be in a compromised position where they're not going to be able to eat in this place that they make Kiddush because the candle is going to go out. And that would be a violation, or they wouldn't be able to properly fulfill Kiddush B'makom Seuda. So Tosus there writes, Dibur Maskil Tima Midi, near the Hainu Timas Lechem, that in order to be Yotzei Kiddush B'makom Seuda, they had to have bread. K'dermin and Paragimel de Shavuos, that the Stam Lashon of Te'ima is a reference to Pas. V'imbo'el minei Targimel lahash le'gimel Suda Shabbos, k'mo b'sukkah, hainu dafka b'suda shlishis. To the extent that one could fulfill Suda Shabbos with minei Targima, which is that position attributed to Rabbeinu Tam, that's only in Shalashidus. Avalo b'sudas arvis v'shachris, shem ikker kavod Shabbos. The Tosfos is saying here, it's not just a technical difference between the first two sudos and the third suda, that the first two require kiddush and the third doesn't, but more fundamentally, the first two sudos are ikker kavod Shabbos, as opposed to suda shlishis, which is not. And because there's less of a kavod Shabbos element in shalashidus, that's what allows you to be potentially yotzei b'mine targiba. And this is somewhat relevant to a comment that Mishnah Berurah makes in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph Sifkatan Yud Zayin, Siman Reish Sadi Aleph Sifkatan Yud Zayin, quoting from a Magen Avraham, quoting from a Sefer Chasidim, that if a person has only so much food that he could either have two Seudos with more food, or three seudos that are mitzum samos. You know, they can have two larger seudos or three mitzumsum seudos. Better to have the two larger seudos than the three mitzumsum seudos, because that way you're not mevatel oneg Shabbos. That if you're going to have two more robust seudos, there'll be an enhancement of Oneg Shabbos. Similar comment to the Meiri, Brachos Memtes Amid Beis. Meiri writes, B'Shabbos Mia L'Divrei HaKol Ton Pas, De Oneg Sivbei, Bein Oneg Ela Pas. That Shabbos requires Oneg, Oneg is fulfilled through Pas. V'Af B'Zu, Pir Shirachronei Rabbanim, Shesuda Shlishis Ein Tzvicha Pas, and as such, there is an opinion that Sudas Shlishis does not require Pas. So the Tosfos in Psachim refers to Pas as a kiyum in Kavod Shabbos. The Meiri and what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham from Sefer Chasidim refers to Oneg Shabbos. They have to figure out if there's a real difference between the two. But either way, this variation or this understanding of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam assumes that there may be a more fundamental difference between Shalashuddis and the earlier Shabbos Sudos, in that the earlier Shabbos Sudos are a stronger fulfillment of Kavod, or perhaps Oneg Shabbos, and therefore they require Pas, as opposed to Shalashuddis, which doesn't have the same level of Kavod Shabbos involved. So Lahalacha, the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Siman Beit Sadi Aleph, Yehezar me'ol l'kayim suda shlishis. So a person should be very careful to eat shalashudis. Even if he's full, he can be mekayim it with a kabeitza. And parenthetically, that's noteworthy that the mechaber here refers to a kabeitza as opposed to a kezias. And some of the achronim are bothered, why is that so? Because we generally would have assumed, and the earlier Suda Shabbos as well may only require a kezias. And Machlis HaShekel talks about this. Rav Yashiv has a tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simen Kafei, of Kovitz Tshuvas, Chelik Aleph Simen Kafei, where he suggests that maybe dafka, because shalashudis is on some level less significant, at least in people's perception, then you require a kabeitza pas to give it more chashivas, as opposed to the earlier sudos, where they're inherently more chashiv as it is, and therefore it's sufficient to have a kazayisa pas. Shalashudis might require a kabeitza pas. Be that as it may, mechaber writes yezarmo lekayim suda shabbos yafim usavei achal kaimo sab kabeitza. If it's hard, you don't have to be mitzar yourself. Just look at the previous Mar Mokom, the Orzerua, Chelak Aleph Simon Kufmem, writes, why isn't there a bracha on the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos? Mishum diyesh ba'amim she'enu chayu behem, So the Orzerua says, really, it should have been a bracha al mitzvahs sudos Shabbos. And the reason there is no bracha is because if a person is so full that he can't eat, then he's anus, or he's potentially absolved from that chiyuv. Rabbeinu David in the beginning of Bar Bitzvachim has something similar. Or if a person isn't capable or not used to eating that much, and it'd be too hard for him to eat physically, and because there are such people that are absolved from the chiyuv of shalosh seudas and Shabbos, therefore there's no bracha. So that's what the mechaber references here, that you don't have to mitzar yourself. If it's going to be painful, then don't force feed yourself, but a person should do their best to be able to be mekayim mitzvah, sudas, Shabbos, including all three meals. The Ramah adds, "Umishlo achal b'leil Shabbos yochal shalosh sudas b'yom haShabbos." Fine, that if a person wasn't able to eat their Friday night meal, they can have three meals on Shabbos day. Then the Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, "Sarach lasosa b'pas." They have to eat bread. Fine. So the Mechaber quotes the various versions of Shita Sarbeinu Tam, or the derivatives of Shita Sarbeinu Tam, as far as what one could use to be Mekayim Shalashudis absent Pas, the Pas of the Chachila. But there is the possibility of being Mekayim Pas, of being Mekayim Shalashudis with things other than Pas when necessary. Now, potential nafkamina between the versions of Rabbeinu Tam, we discussed earlier, whether in theory you could be Yotzei the first two Sudas of Shabbos as Mina Targima as well, would be, let's say a person had Mina Targima for his Shabbos morning Suda, and then he had another Suda, let's say after Chatzos, with Pas. So does he have to have an additional Suda to be Mekayim Shalashudis? Can you say that just as your Yotzei Shalashudis b'mina Targima, you could be Yotzei your second Suda b'mina Targima, and therefore, if you have Mina Targima in the morning and a proper Suda Pas in the afternoon, your Yotzei Shalashudis, those are the earlier version, that would be consistent with the versions of Rebbeinu Tam in the Hagos Mordechai, in the Rashba, or do we assume that it's Dafka Shalashudis, where one could be yotze b'minyan Targimo, like the Tosos in Psachim. Rav Avner, Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Zayin, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Zayin, assumes the pshitas that you're not yotze in that case, that only shalashudas could be b'minyan Targimo, and you can't switch the order of the meals. And the Stipler in Shabbos Siman Kafe leaves this as a suffix. Okay. Two dais in the Dasa Kanim in our Sedra as to the requirement of Lecha Mishnah for Shalashidus. So we saw earlier the Rambam, who's clear that there is a requirement of Lecha Mishnah. Dasa Kanim writes, V'chol yamos hashana hayu osim min ha'omer shnei lechamim, v'mkein b'yom ha'shishi hayu osim mishnei ha'omer le'echad arba lechamim, u'b'yom ha'shishi ochlen mehen, echad v'nishar shlosha, v'haya lasos mishna le'erbech nasa shabbos, ochlen echad, yiderach shalahem le'echad lechem l'chol se'uda, v'nisharu le'shabbos shnei lechamim, v'haya lam lechem mishna. The Zeraya Shain Bosim Vishneki Karis Bimincha Bishabis. Amdam Reisi, Rabbeinu Marino, and Shayabotse Vishneki Karis Bimincha Bishabis, Ibaltim Ibrahim, etc. Okay, Shabbat and Lefos Omer Vahainu Mishnea Omer Lecha Bishvil Shabbos, Hayakol Chatzi Omer Nichbal Shnei Lachamim, Arel Chashisha Lachamim, Omer Vachatzi Bachalish Losha, Sudos, Ayel Ochen Shnei Lachamim. So two versions based on what happened with the man as to whether there is a chiyuv of lecha mishnah for shalashudas as well. So this is the 2 days in Rishonim. Tshuvas Rashba chelik zayin siman tav kuf lamed. Yesh omrim shem lo yuchal besuda shabbos al shnei kikaris shaday lo beechad shalem. Shekach muchach b'mechilta shebiyom shishi haya yari lehem aman mishnah shnei omr leechad. We call Omer Asu Shnei Lachamim, Hare Lishnei Omrim Arba Lachamim, Imkain Lo Yu Porsin Al Shnei Lachamim Shleimim, Yim Bar Shabbos. So the first day in the Dasa Kain was that when the man fell, it fell in two units of two. So that was broken up into four units of bread. So if you assume that there's a Chiv Lecha Mishnah, so if you're about to say on one unit on Friday night and a second unit on Shabbos day, no, so that's assuming that they would say N2. No, so he's assuming that they're about, say, on two Friday night and one each Shabbos day and Shalosh Shudas, so that by Shalosh Shudas there's only one unit of bread left. And the Machzor Vitri writes, Chayiv Adam Livsoa b'Shabbos ha'shtei kikaros v'lo b'pam achas ela kol zman shemivakesh lisod u'botzei. The Machzor Vitri says you have to have Lechem Mishnah for every Sudan Shabbos. Actually sounds like even if you were to have more than Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, every Sudas on Shabbos, you'd have to have Lecha Mishnah.
Well, if they had four, why couldn't they have Lecha Mishnah each one and just cut one Shalom Friday night, leave over for each one?
So it happens to be the Rashba himself actually holds that you have to be Botzeya to do Lecha Mishnah, you have to be Botzeya on both Lechamim. But that's how the Mechilta says it. That's how the Mechilta they quote says it.
Right, but if you wind up having a lechem shalim at Shalosh Shudas,
right?
Obviously, you're not doing it Shacharis. Why Friday night as opposed to Shacharis?
I don't know. So that version of the Mechilta says that they're both say on two Friday night, and then they had two of them left Shabbos morning, both say on one, and then you had one left Shalosh Shudas. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's how
you're hungrier.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
You're hungrier on Friday night.
Okay.
But the covered yom is greater than covered Laila, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. The Gemara in Ksubas and Azayin and Mubeis in the sugya of Shavar Brachos talks about the requirement of Panim Chadashos, and Tosas there writes Dibur Maskil V'Hushabo Ksubas Azayin and Mubeis that Shabbos is considered to be Panim Chadashos. So during the week, in order to recite Shavar Brachos, you need Panim Chadashos. Shabbos, you do not require Panim Chadashos. Quotes the Medrash, Mizmor Shirli Amar Shabbos, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Panim Chadashos Bolokan, Nomer Shira, that Shabbos somehow is Panim Chadashos. So there's Machlokas Rishonim, whether this din, that Shabbos does not require Panim Chadashos, applies to Shalosh Shudas as well. Do we assume that even Shalosh Shudas, there's no requirement of Panim Chadashos? So the Tor, Evan Ezra Simon Samach Beis, assumes that in order to recite Birkas Kasanim, Shavar Brachos, Shalosh Shudas, you actually need Panim Chadashos. That the din, that Shabbos is the equivalent of Panim Chadashos, only applies to the nighttime Suda and the Shabbos morning Suda, but not to Shalosh Shudas. And the Beis Yosef doesn't quote any Cholik. The Torah quotes that as a Davar Pasha. However, the Ritva, there in Ksubis, Dibur Maskil Amar Rav Yehuda, writes that even Shalosh Shudas is considered to be Kipanim Chadashos. So writes the Beis Yosef, why is it that Shalosh Shudas is different than the other Suda Shabbos as far as Panim Chadashos? Beis Yosef writes, Mimnei, She'ena Iker Kolkach, the Ikal Amanda Amar, the Yosef Babimini Targima. That we were explaining till now, according to those versions of Rabbeinu Tam, that Shalosh Shudas is unique in allowing you to be Yosef Mina Targima. How does that reflect on Shalosh Shudas being of any inferior quality? So Beis Yosef is saying the opposite. The fact that, or in the other direction, the fact that you can be Yosef Mina Targima, that's an indication that Shalosh Shudas is less significant than the other Sudas, which would imply that according to those who showed him, like the Rambam, that there is no difference between the requirement of the past for the earlier Sudas and Shalosh Shudas, then there shouldn't be any difference as far as Shalosh Shudas serving as a Panim Chadashos, as the earlier Sudas do as well. The Bach, however, writes a little bit differently. The Bach writes, Aval Suda Gimel ein derech laharbos b'manos k'ma b'shachris. It's not the norm to serve as much food for Shalosh Shudas as Shabbos morning. The two, the Ikal Man D'Amar D'Yosef Mini Targima, and moreover, there's a position that can be Yosef Mini Targima. But nowadays, the Bach writes, in his time, the Iker Simcha on Shabbos was the Shalosh Shudas. The Marbin B'Simcha B'Manos V'Ikrei Akal Bam L'Suda L'Kavod HaDrasha Shadorish HaChasan. So Minhag was, they'd have a big Shavar Brachos Shalosh Shudas, invite the whole community. The Marbin B'Matanos HaChasan Achar HaDrasha Havi Panu Chadashas U'Mevarchin Sheva. So the Bach says, it's not that necessarily, like the Beis Yosef, that Shalosh Shudas is inferior per se, and the fact that it can be Yosef Mina Targima is an indication that it's an inferior Suda. It's just practically, people didn't make a big deal about Shalosh Shudas, and that's why you can't call that Panim Chadashos. But if you do make a big deal about Shalosh Shudas and you make it into a big event, so then Shalosh Shudas or Shabbos would have the same Panim Chadashos status as the other Sudas as well. Okay. So I think we're not going to get to the Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos angle here. So we'll have to leave this as a Hagdama to that topic. And given that Pesach now is less than 2 months away, I will try to set aside time to talk about that when we get closer.
Have a good Sabbath.
I did ask for my first though the last time, and he told me to have fruit.